So our next video is video 29, and this talks about visualizing. Visualizing is when you're reading a story and you're making pictures in your head. When you were younger, your parents used to read stories and you could see the pictures in the book, but also you were starting to imagine being there. And that's what, as a grown-up, you need to do. You're reading these books, but you have to visualize what was the author trying to tell you, so you visualize pictures in your head. So to visualize, try to form pictures in your mind while reading the book. Have someone read a story to you and draw and write about what the book was about. When you visualize the story, you let your imagination create the story as you see it. Listen as I read. Write about what you see in your head as you hear the story. Draw pictures, illustrations. So drawing pictures is the same thing as illustrations. Words and sentences. All right. I wrote this many years ago. Many years ago, a poor boy went down to the river to fetch some water. As he dipped the pail into the river, he spied a long necklace. He decided to pick up the necklace and give it to his mother. When he got home from the river, he told his mother what he had found and gave it to her. His mother was excited about the necklace because she had heard that the queen had lost her necklace while on a picnic with her family. The queen was offering a reward for her lost necklace. The necklace was returned and the poor family was rewarded. So, I want you to look at this here. This is part of that little passage. Many years ago, a poor boy went down to the river to fetch some water. As he dipped the pail into the river, he spied a long necklace. I want you to draw a picture of this and then write a sentence about what you heard in your own words. Okay? Draw a picture, an illustration, and then write a sentence about what you heard from this. Another one you're going to do is when he got home from the river, he told his mother what he had found and gave it to her. His mother was excited about the necklace because she had heard that the queen had lost her necklace while on a picnic with her family. I want you to do an illustration. Illustrate what you hear and write a sentence in your own words about it. Another one. The queen was offering a reward for her lost necklace. The necklace was returned and the poor family was rewarded. Illustrate and then write a sentence telling me about your picture or what you